We lopen nu in de Scheldestraat in de Rivierenbuurt. Het is 7 over 4.
We will never go away. People with things are here to say. We will never go away. People with things are here to say. We will never go away. People with things are. Addicts in Amsterdam under attack. What do we do?
Act up, fight back.
Addicts in the U.S. under attack, what do we do?
Act up, fight back!
Addicts in Holland under attack, what do we do?
Act up, fight back!
Africa dying! People with AIDS under attack, what do we do?
Act up, fight back!
People with AIDS under attack, what do we do?
Act up, fight back!
People with AIDS under attack, what do we do?
Act up, fight back!
People with AIDS under attack, what do we do?
Act up, fight back! Fight back!
People with AIDS under attack!
Rij is in zicht. They talk, we die. Nou, het is wel duidelijk, we zijn nu bij de RAI, A World United Against AIDS, Harvard Amsterdam Conference. Welcome to the 8th International Conference on AIDS World Congress.
Excellent.
we staan nu bij de ingang van de deelnemers van de conferentie.
We're dying whilst you're doing nothing. We're dying whilst you talk about finding vaccines and cures. We want you to start making us live again. We want you to give us our lives back, and we want it now. Where do we want it? Now. Where do we want it? Now. Where do we want it? Now. Okay, take the last coffin in, and all of us, die, 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 die. Die, die, die,
weer een die in.
Die,
op de deur. De voorkant.
How many more have to die? 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 How many more have to die?
Ik loop even de kant op naar binnen. Want daar wordt natuurlijk die kist naar binnen gebracht. En dat is natuurlijk de actie of zo. Hoop smeren ze erbij. Sorry.
Ik mag hier erin. Ik heb deze perskaart. Ik mag hier erin.
Perskaart.
Ik heb een kaart.
Waar is je tweede badge?
Die heb ik in mijn tas.
Gaat u weer de persingang naar buiten, maar er mag geen demonstrant naar binnen.
Hier mag de pers ook naar binnen, meneer.
Zelfs met kaarten kom je er niet eens meer binnen.
Nee, je kan dus met een kaart niet naar binnen komen. Het is een grote schande.
Ze sluiten de deur af. What do we want? Nou, ik sta weer buiten.
We've got to make some sort of a protest out of this.
Okay.
The door is locked.
Yeah, we're moving.
Everyone with a badge, please go to the door.
Ik word er niet binnengelaten met mijn badge.
Ze hebben de deur op slot gedaan. Dat is gewoon van de gekken.
Oh. Godverdomme.
Met kist. Kist.
Nou, je hoorde het. Het is echt heel raar. Het wordt gedaan door mensen van de rij zelf. Alle mensen met badges willen eigenlijk binnen.
Fight back!
People with AIDS under attack! What do we do?
De draaideuren af. Oké, knoppartij. Raakt in paniek en volgens mij roepen ze versterking. Agenten die proberen mensen tegen te houden. Het lukt ze wel steeds. Maar... ACTUP Amsterdam praat nu met de politie. We spreken hier duidelijk over Nederlands tolerantiebeleid. Waarschijnlijk nog praten over de mensen met de badges die er wel binnen mogen en anderen niet. Nou, dit is een persdoorgang. En de andere mensen moeten een andere ingang hebben.
We are the press.
We are the press. We are the press. We are the press. We are the press. We are the press. We are the press.
Het zijn inmiddels wat meer agenten geworden. Zo'n stuk of 20. Die door het overgeschreeuw echt een oor aan een apparaat te luisteren moeten liggen voor instructies. Buiten nog geen enge smeres en zo, maar... Je moet dus 2 kaarten hebben om binnen te komen. Ik heb er geen 1, dus ik kom ook zeker niet naar binnen.
Now, where you were.
Zo, we gaan naar het podium toe.
Oké. Smash with wat zijn bord? Smash your plates, darling.
Libres en pago eficiente. A causa de la incapacidad de estos gobiernos, la gente, con sus propios medios, se han organizado de manera independiente y han formado los grupos independientes que pretenden hacer más provechosos los planes educativos y médicos que impide el desarrollo del virus.
There are specific examples about some countries in Latin America in which the government has started a very superficial prevention campaign. It went to the more marginated areas distributed condoms, but yet once and without sufficient information. Naturally, the result of such campaigns are very poor.
De antemano tenemos en consideración que atendiendo estos casos organizados de manera independiente sabemos que no va a solucionar el problema del todo, que estas son medidas de emergencia, pero no una solución, ya que los más capacitados por tener las estructuras necesarias, en este caso, los gobiernos, no toman cartas verdaderas en el asunto.
Since the government fails in their limited efforts to prevent the spreading of the disease, people have organized themselves in independent groups. These groups set up efficient and democratic education programs to inform people how to prevent infection. Nevertheless, we must keep in mind that those independent groups should be considered emergency measures only. The governments should make use of their infrastructures and carry out an efficient prevention campaign.
También debemos mencionar el rol que juega la Iglesia en cuanto a su criterio en relación a la sexualidad. La Iglesia se opone al uso del condón utilizando el argumento de que bloquea la reproducción humana porque parte del principio que el control de la natalidad humana es algo divino y no del hombre. También que no acepta las relaciones antes del matrimonio o extramatrimonial, ni tampoco la homosexualidad, sino estas están criticadas y contrarias a los dogmas religiosos.
We also have to mention the role of the Catholic Church, namely its attitude towards sexuality. The Church is opposed to the use of condoms, for it believes that conception and procreation are divine matters, not to be manipulated by human action. The Church does not accept homosexual relations, nor does it approve of sexual relations outside the institution of marriage, as being opposed to the religion dogmas. And of course, we also have to mention the medical system and its unethical treatment of those affected by the virus. We must denounce the ambitious aspirations of big transnational pharmaceutical enterprises. Millions of dollars are spent on investigation and experiments which are manipulated for the sake of profit. Pharmaceutical enterprises take advantage of this drama that's affected humanity.
Y por supuesto que no debemos dejar pasar por alto la medicina tradicional carente de una ética para con los afectados. Las actitudes ambiciosas de las empresas transnacionales farmacéuticas inmiscuidas en este asunto de manera comercial que profitan de este drama que está afectando a la humanidad con millones de dólares destinados a las investigaciones y a los experimentos que se llevan a cabo y sin embargo se ha transformado en manipulación y aprovechamiento por monopolios farmacéuticos. Consideramos que para América Latina y los otros países del sur sería más real y eficiente tratar el SIDA si se solidarizan los medios de producción. Con esto queremos decir que todo ser humano tenga derecho al trabajo y a la salud y a la educación gratuita. Junto a estos derechos sociales habría que sumar otros como respetar la opción de vida que elija cada ser humano. Con esto nos referimos que el estilo de vida que cada uno optemos debe ser respetado. Para concluir, respeto en general a los derechos humanos.
And that's where we believe that it would be more realistic to face the AIDS problem in society where the goods are socialized, meaning the possibility to have work, a democratic, good health system and free education. Furthermore, we will only get somewhere within a society that respects the human rights, including the right to choose an own way of life. Thank you.
Muchas gracias.
We have now Barry from Melbourne, ACT UP Melbourne. He's talking about Australia and Oceanic.
I have a speech here which is written by ACT UP Sydney in Sydney. In 1990, ACT UP Sydney demonstrated against the United States government because Australians with HIV and AIDS were being prevented to participate in International AIDS Conference in San Francisco due to a barbaric piece of American legislation. Unfortunately, this situation, the same situation in Australia, is no better. Our government prohibits people with HIV and AIDS from immigrating into Australia, stating that their presence would be a threat to innocent Australians and a financial burden to our government. These are simply excuses to deny basic human rights to people with HIV and AIDS, and a legislative cover-up for institutionalized AIDS phobia. Australia's neighbors, New Zealand and Papua New Guinea, also have immigration bans and even deny job permits for foreign nationals with HIV and AIDS. Australia also has a law saying if you show up at our borders looking like you might require medical attention, we have the right to deny you entry. This is another denial of basic human rights, the right to medical attention when ill. Australia has a reciprocal agreement with six countries whereby medical care will be provided free to the residents of these countries. But ACT UP Sydney knows of Australian hospitals that have demanded payment from people with HIV who are actually eligible for free medical care. This is not only a disgrace, but a violation of the international agreement which our country has signed. ACT UP Sydney is calling on Ministers for Health, Brian Howe, and Ministers for Immigration, Gerry Hand, to end this shocking abuse of people with HIV and AIDS. Ministers Howe and Ministers Hand must guarantee freedom of movement and basic human rights for all people with HIV and AIDS. ACT UP! Fight back, fight AIDS!
Now I want to ask Andy Gomez from ACT UP New York to come here.
Look around, because this is the real conference out here, not in there. In there are the Draculas, the people who have capitalized and exploited and made their resumes longer with a career in AIDS. In there are the lackeys of the Draculas, Mitterrand and Reagan and Bush and all of the other dead people who closed the windows of the American consulate today in the same way they have closed their eyes to the deaths of hundreds of thousands of people around the world in the last 12 years. As we stand and sit here now, people are dying every 4 minutes around this world because of the abuse and neglect of these people. Because the profit motive of Bristol Myers, of Burroughs Wellcome, of Japanese drug manufacturing companies, of Astra, are valued higher than the lives of people all over the world. We're not going to stand for that. And we will win in the end because we are right. It is not an easy fight, but it is the best fight. These dead men, these dead white men, cannot rule the lives of the world any longer. We are the experts out here, the people living with AIDS, who know that women get AIDS, who know the kinds of infections that women get with AIDS, who know all of the details because this is what we have lived with and what so many of the people we loved have died from. There will come a time when people will say, how did this happen? How was it permitted? But I'm not interested in another Nuremberg trial of Bush and Mitterrand and Fauci and Gallo and all of the others who have climbed on the bodies of people with AIDS. I'm interested in clinical trials open to everyone and not just trials of deadly drugs like AZT. I'm interested in trials of all kinds of approaches and accessible to people in Africa, in Asia, in Australia, in North and South America, all over the world. That's the kind of trial that I want to see. I'm not interested in these other criminals. And I'm not interested in red ribbons. And I'm not interested in quilts. Because even if I mourn the dead, I want to spend my energy fighting like hell for the living. And I want to see that more people don't die because of the neglect and abuse of these people. So I say to you that we have to reach out into the world and make people understand that it isn't about just the people here, it's about everyone. And they have to learn and know that even the ones in the hall can die of AIDS. And how many more have to die before they join the fight? That's what we have to get them to know. So I say it again and join me. How many more have to die before they join the fight? Thank you.
Okay, I will thank everybody in the name of ACT UP for coming here. And we will say, we coming back and we fight back. Thank you, everybody. We wish you much belief, hope, and love. Thank you.